Many questions remain in the case of a Mount Carmel doctor accused of ordering excessive doses of medication for 34 patients. The health system has fired Dr. William Husel and suspended 23 other staff members. Since the story broke, family members and hospital executives have spoken out about what happened from their perspectives. But largely out of fear for losing their jobs, employees who worked alongside Husel have not spoken out. Until now. WOSU's Paige Flager reports.
Dr. William Husel joined Mount Carmel Health System in 2013 as an intensive care physician trained in anesthesiology and critical care. From the time Husel started at Mount Carmel, one medical professional says he noticed Husel used high doses of pain medication.
In general, I would say anesthesiologists tend to be more liberal on sedatives. And when he first came, that's sort of the pattern we saw. He did use larger dose of sedatives than a typical internal medicine trained doctor would do. But we generally consider, you know, that's part of his training.
WOSU spoke with a nurse and pharmacist who have worked the night shift with Dr. Husel. We're not disclosing their names, and we've distorted their voices because they fear they'll lose their jobs for speaking publicly.
When you're introduced or they talk about Husel, they let you know his background. Like, say you didn't know him, you came in, they'd be like, Husel, that's our night shift doctor. He's good. If nobody can do it, Husel can do it. Like, he is very looked up to. So then you have that trust that they have.
They both say it was common for Husel to be the only doctor in the ICU during the night shift. He often was the only person on duty with expertise in anesthesiology and sedation for patients. So when Husel ordered higher than usual doses of pain medication, the employees say they deferred to him.
The doctor is our expert, and you have that trust that they're guiding his care in the right direction. We have the ability to speak up because we have a license, and I understand that. But our doctor is our expert, and they're guiding the care.
Ohio law states that pharmacists and nurses both have a legal responsibility to the patient and can use their professional judgment to question the prescriber. One of the employees says he did just that by directly questioning Husel about high doses.
When I spoke to him about medication doses, he would give a very reasonable answer that convinced me a certain dose or indication is appropriate.
In the end, he deferred to the doctor. He says he never brought his concerns to hospital management. Families of patients have filed 8 lawsuits against Husel, the hospital, and several nurses and pharmacists. In many of them, families report Husel said their loved one could not be saved. Family members say they requested their loved ones be taken off life support and made comfortable for their remaining time.
The whole area of how much pain medicine to give, how to manage someone who you're going to allow to die is very gray.
Arthur Kaplan is a medical ethicist at New York University.
There's not like clear-cut rules, clear-cut standards about what to do. So challenging, asking questions, that's very appropriate. But if you get answers that you think make sense or at least quiet down your questions, that's certainly common and would be happening at many hospitals.
Kaplan says when cases like this come up, the medical community looks at what is considered common practice.
Amazingly, you find out that some people use a lot of drugs.
Mount Carmel admits it is still investigating if Husel exhausted all life-saving measures before ordering the drugs. The hospital has put more strict guidelines in place when it comes to medication management. The hospital acknowledges it did not have, quote, sufficient safeguards. In a video message for hospital employees, Mount Carmel CEO Ed Lamb said,
"Some of our colleagues did not meet our standard of care. The actions that created this tragedy were instigated by this physician and carried out by a small number of good people who made poor decisions. They ignored the safeguards we have in place."
The hospital has suspended 23 pharmacists and nurses. Neither of the employees WOSU spoke to are currently on leave.
When it all came out, I'm like, it could have easily been me, easily. And then now there's a fear that you could do something wrong when you're given an order from a doctor, you know?
They both agree Mount Carmel's policies were not sufficient to justify punishing staff members who carried out doctors' orders.
They're pinning a systemic problem on individuals. The general feeling is Trinity and Mount Carmel is singling out people as scapegoats to lessen their responsibility. You know, in my opinion, it's the system that failed from the very top to the very bottom. Everybody is responsible.
It's not an individual issue. When there's that many people involved, the system failed. And I don't understand why it's not okay to say the system failed.
A Mount Carmel statement says they continue to examine whether they could have caught Husel's practices sooner. Paige Flager, WOSU News.